This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, August 9th, 2023, the Vigil Mass of the Feast of St. Lawrence, by Father William Doc Holliday.
He who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's the vigil of the feast day of St. Lawrence. Now, St. Lawrence, the earliest martyrs, St. Lawrence who would not relinquish the goods of the church to the governing authorities, St. Lawrence who died a most terrible of death. Our Lord tells us, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. We always want to view those contrasts when we have to put up with things in this world. We have people like St. Lawrence and all the martyrs to speak to us about choices that should be much easier for us to make in this world. This, again, the choices that St. Lawrence made that fostered his enduring of his terrible martyrdom. He was a human being like each and every one of us. He had to make decisions that he knew were going to have tremendously grave consequences. We, to a much lesser extent, are called to do the same thing for our Lord. We've got to understand the admonition of St. Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit when he says, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. What's the choice we're going to make? This is a question that each and every one of us have to face in the trials of this world. Our Lord is there for us. Our Lord has provided for us as the heavenly physician, so to speak, the things that we need to treat the diseases of sin. One of the ways that we treat the diseases of sin are to be contrary to this world and contrary to our very nature. Each and every one of us, including all the saints, like St. Lawrence, are people who work their way through the issues of this life and start shunning and detaching ourselves from the things of this world and embracing heavenly things. This is what St. Gregory the Great speaks of when he speaks of this heavenly physician who provides treatments for the things in this world. One of the treatments for things in this world are detaching ourselves from the things here. It was kind of interesting to look at St. Lawrence. It all started not from his own possessions, but from the possessions of the church. That's a good beginning. He paid more attention to the things of the church than he did himself, but it really does come down to brass tacks of giving of not just stuff, but nothing less than ourselves. Our Lord, he sets against sin holiness. This is what I always talk about whenever we're talking about in the confessional, for instance. You receive a penance from the church because there has been an offense against the church by every time we sin. Us being members of the body of Christ, when we sin, it's not just between us and God. We're the members of the body of Christ. So when we sin, we offend against that body. When you receive a penance in the confessional, priest says, do this, do that, then that is what you owe the church. You got to continue to believe that you also owe God. This is why I say, and a lot of times when we speak of penance, when you look at it, you have to understand that you also have to place penances on yourself. and those that are commensurate. I mean, sometimes at the confessional, the confessor will tell you, okay, you did this, then do that, which is a contrary virtue to the vice that you've committed. But not generally speaking. Generally speaking, you get a psalm, you get a rosary, you get whatever thing. Then it's up to you to actually put on yourself something that is a contrary virtue. For instance, St. Gregory the Great says, and I get a lot of this stuff from St. Gregory the Great because he was speaking in this passage of St. Lawrence. So our Lord gives against sin holiness, ordaining for the unchaste purity, ordaining for the miserly being liberal in their giving, for the hot temper and the impatient, he gives meekness. And for the proud, he gives humility. These things our Lord presents to us, but it's up to us to embrace them. You get a person that's dealing with their pride. You have to put on yourself humility. You have to embrace, and when you're confronted with times when you can be prideful, to humble yourself. I always throw this one out frequently. A person will come in spiritual direction or in the confessional, they start talking about pride stuff, and if it's kind of an ongoing thing, I say, what I want you to do is, I want you to read the Litany of Humility. Because if you read the Litany of Humility, because you don't want to ever dump somebody on, like, because if you tell them to pray that, you might be putting them in a position where you're asking them to do something that may be a little excessive for them. But I always say, read the Litany of Humility. And after they read it, then I say, then I'll say prayer, because they're prepared for it. Because you read the Litany of Humility, if you pray the Litany of Humility, it is, I hate the Litany of Humility. I'm serious. I hate reading, I want to be degraded. I want to be looked upon as little. No, I don't. That's the truth. That's what you say. You got to read it first. After you read it, then you say, I want you to pray that. That will help pride. That will help pride. You're asking for God. God said, I said a couple weeks ago in a homily on Sunday, don't tell God you're going to do something and then step off of that and then not follow through. Because there will be consequences to that. The Litany of Humility, it's up in your face. Every sin is rooted in pride. So, we can lighten up on ourselves on that a little bit. But I mean, things like impatience. If you're hot-tempered, what do? When you're put in a position where you become impatient, you need to immediately do things like apologize to the person that you just were impatient with them. And things like, those are the kind of things that you do that make it real. This is why the Lord gives us these contrary virtues to the vices that we commit. It fixes us. It fixes us. St. Lawrence, it wasn't like he wasn't born Deacon Lawrence and he wasn't born becoming a martyr. He worked up to that point. He had received graces because he had worked up to that point. This is what this is all about. We're supposed to deny ourselves. You look at our Lord said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. We can deny ourselves. Fasting, giving money, and things like that. That's stuff. No, our Lord doesn't say, if any man come up to me, let him deny his stuff. He doesn't say that. He said, let him deny himself. First, we have to, the beginning point of this whole thing is denying things of this world, detachment. And if we don't detach ourselves from things of this world, our Lord will help us out. You see godless heathens who have a bunch of stuff in this world. Why? Because they haven't detached themselves and they're godless heathens. If you're not a godless heathen, and if you love our Lord Jesus Christ, and you want to get closer to him, and God knows you want to get closer to him, and your prayers are legitimate, and they're heartfelt that you want to get closer to him, he is going to help you by detaching yourself from things in this world. And it is a very difficult thing. And this is just stuff. This is just stuff. Our Lord doesn't say, if you'll follow me, give up your stuff. He says, deny yourself. This is tremendously harder than giving up stuff. As hard as that is, I got stuff. I like a lot of the stuff that I have. I really can't fathom doing without some of the stuff that I have. Although I could. I know I could. I wouldn't like it. But when you start doing things that you don't like, then it's a start into denying yourself. We must deny ourselves. This is what our Lord says. It may not, you really think about it, it's not too difficult to deny stuff. I mean, as you progress through your faith, but it is exceedingly hard to give up yourself, to give up what you want to be. You know, when people say things and you want to say something back, or when people do something to you, want to see them get their comeuppance and, I'm going to do this so this person gets in trouble and all that. We love that. That's our human nature. And that's not what this is about. Again, to deny ourselves possessions is little, but to deny ourselves our nature, that is a very exceedingly great thing. This is what St. Lawrence did. This is what we're expected to do, and not, as I always point, to the extremes, even remotely, that he did. This detachment from things in this world, this is where it starts, because you can't enter spiritual combat. I don't normally quote things that are this long, but St. Gregory the Great has this, he has an illustration for us. And it's in the context of spiritual warfare. And, you know, when you start, I'll kind of set the stage a little bit for you. The stuff that we have in this world, including our own human nature, is what we wear on our souls. It's like clothing that we wear. It's stuff. And St. Gregory the Great talks about getting into combat with the evil spirits of this world and Satan, and how detrimental it is to try to fight with stuff hanging on you, whether it be stuff like possessions or stuff as in your own human nature. St. Gregory says, when we come unto him, the Lord will have us deny ourselves. Since as many of us are as entered into battle of faith are entered into combat against evil spirits. But the evil spirits have nothing of their own in this world. Therefore, we must wrestle with them naked. For if he that is clothed wrestles him that is naked, he will fail swiftly, because he is wearing that which he can, that is naked, can grab hold. And what are all things earthly but things which we clothe our souls? Whosoever therefore will wrestle with Satan, let him cast away his clothes, lest he be thereby endangered. Stuff in this world endangers us, whether it be possessions or our human nature. It endangers us because it gives Satan something to grab onto. I don't want to give that up. I don't want to get, and it can, this whole thing about stuff, you know, that a huge thing can be people in this world also. I don't want to give up my relationship with this person or that person. I know they're a godless heathen, but I don't want to give that up because I don't want to offend them, or I just like them, or all this kind of, that's something that Satan can hold on to, drag you down. This is what St. Gregory the Great is talking about, this. The evil spirits over, with whom we fight, they have nothing in this world. They have nothing. The only thing that they have is their intense hatred of you. And they will do anything mercilessly to overcome you. And you can't do anything to them because you got nothing to grab onto. So you got to put them in the same position. And the less you have hanging on you, the harder it is for them to grab you and throw you down. This is what St. Gregory the Great is talking about. This is that whole self-denial thing. St. Lawrence did it to the extreme. We're called to do it to a lot less extremity, but nonetheless, we're called to do it anyway. Denying first the things of this world, possessions, then relationships with other people, but then ultimately ourselves. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.